N0TR, WU2T.
WU2T, N0TR. Good afternoon, Rusty.
Hey, Tom. How you doing today?
Let me turn this radio down, Rusty. I'm sorry about that. We were just pulling out of the ATM and trying to get ahead of the impolite drivers, which is pretty hard to do around here. How's your day?
Oh, it's going pretty darn good. I mean, I was just making sure my radio was getting out because I had to install it in my new car yesterday. And got me a Toyota. I got a Toyota RAV4. And just trying to make sure everything's working right. Just leaving lunch, too.
This is N0TR. Well, we was just looking at Consumer's Guide this morning, and you made a really fine choice there, Rusty. Those are exceptionally good cars and exceptionally reliable. Did you buy a new one or a used one?
A lot yesterday. It had a sum total of 5 miles on it.
Well, congratulations. We've had Toyotas since 78. Yeah, I think it was one of them. Well, it's along that area when all of my Chrysler products seem to be falling apart, just as the Consumer's Guide said, part by part. And we couldn't afford it. So we changed over and went to Toyota, and I'll never buy anything else. Although they did drop the Avalon, and this is the last year they made it in 2022. So maybe they'll get their senses back someday and start making them again.
We found out the other day we were around looking at another car dealer and found out they're dropping one of their cars after this year. It's the last year they're going to have that one, certain model. And at Toyota, their Supra, which is their fancy little sporty car, this is the last year of it. They're not going to have one of them. They haven't figured out what's coming out, so... Yeah, this is a 2025. Picked it up Friday, and I've got a sum total of 31 miles on it since then.
2022, we only got 25,206 on it. It had 8,700 on it when we got it, I think. And we're very happy with it. It had had one little fender bender, but... Doesn't seem to bother anything. Everything checked out, and it just didn't get as long a warranty. It was 5 years. But we've had five of them over the years, and I think the only thing we ever replaced was a water pump 1 year, and it just had a tiny little leak in it. Other than that, had one windshield get knocked out with a nut, and when we was moving down here from Kansas, I think we had a CV joint go out because it hit a big chuck hole. But other than that, out of five different cars, we've had nothing go wrong with them. Just put tires and oil. That's all you got to do, Rusty, with those.
Yep, and I've got 7 years or 70,000 miles of oil changes to cover that I won't have to pay for either. So that's nice, and tire rotations and all of that right now. So, you know, it's a good deal. And lifetime warranty on the powertrain on this thing is wonderful. We were checking this morning. We're talking with one of the other couples that's in our choir at church. They have a RAV4. Theirs is a couple of years older than ours. And we found out, we're doing some counting, there's at least six RAV4s in our church parking lot on Sundays. And about 12 to 14 Toyotas of various and sundry kinds in our lot on Sundays. WU2T Mobile.
Made a wonderful choice. I think that's what Bob used to drive in the old days. And then he had a Hummer, which was a bummer. But anyways, I wouldn't have chose the Hummer, but his wife liked it, and that's why he bought it. But... they started making a Toyota Crown instead of the Avalon, and we think it's ugly. It just, and the paint job on it is rather peculiar. It is, I won't say ugly, but it's very different. I mean, some of them, I seen one out there look like copper wire, I mean, the color on it. But there's just various things wrong with it in the consumer's guide that we don't like. And the newest one is a 2025 or 26, is it, Bruce? It's the newest one is an SUV, and they said if you step down on it, the engine's very noisy. Well, one of the biggest things Toyota's ever been good about was quieting. I like quiet. I don't like noisy cars.
We like quiet cars too, and this one I'm finding out is real quiet driving along. And I'm not going real fast right now. I'm going through a kind of area where twisty road and everything else, and it's slow, and it gets us back to the house where we need to go without being on one of the major roads. So anyway, I'll get to put this thing on through its paces a little bit more tomorrow, because I got a meeting at 9 o'clock in downtown on the north side of Spartanburg. Then I got a meeting at 12 o'clock over in Simpsonville. And then I got rehearsal back at tomorrow night over in Duncan. So I'm going to get around tomorrow and go, you know, make the rounds and put a few more miles on the car and get a little more feel for the drive. And I like it. It's got the echo thing. And when you go to a stop sign, you put your foot on the brake and you stop, the motor slows real down and kind of almost stops and then picks back up when you put your foot back on the gas to go again, so it creates a better mileage for the car, and I'm liking it. I wasn't sure I would like it, but for a couple of times, you don't lose anything pulling away after you do it. It just gives you a chance to save gas, so I'm all for that, particularly with the price of gas going the way it does. So anyway, but good to talk to you. Just wanted to check on you and see how you were doing and how you and Bernice were doing and everything else. I'm going to let the boss over here say hello to you.
Hey, Tom. How are you? Hi, Bernice.
Hi, Elaine.
We're doing fine, Elaine. Well, I don't know if you bought the hybrid or not. Daughter bought a Hyundai hybrid. I've been a little leery of them, but I know Dave Watson had, his wife had really great luck with hers, and I had a chance to buy one. I didn't. So I know this V6 is not going to get mileage like, I had a person at the Toyota dealership tell me that last year that they was not going to make anything but four cylinders anymore. They're not going to make the V6s. And then they, almost all of them have gone to a four-cylinder turbocharged car nowadays. So that's not unusual at all, and they get terrific gas mileage. I drove a hybrid Avalon, and it had plenty of kick, and it was four-cylinder turbocharged. But, I like this one. But I leave it in Econ all the time, and it has a three different modes, normal and sport mode. And being an old fart like I am, I don't need those others. Once in a while, if I'm in heavy traffic, I'll put it in normal, but very rarely. Got plenty of power, 325 horse. Anyways, Rusty, you can tell me if that's a hybrid or not, and then I'll clear off with you. But good to hear you today. This is Enduro TR.
I didn't get the hybrid. They didn't have one in at a price range that I wanted to be in. But this one seems to be doing everything I want. It's a four-cylinder, 203 horsepower. It'll get up to 245 horsepower at the higher revolutions and everything else. So, and like I said, it's got everything I want in it. It's even got a moonroof, and I didn't buy it for that. That just happened to be part of what came with it. And it's doing a real good job, and I like it. You know, you put your turn signal on, and the guy sitting at the street sitting beside you can see you're turning right if you're going. He's on your right side or left if you're going that way. and people at other side can see where you're turning and things like that, other than just normal lights on it. So anyway, well, we're back at the house. We want to get inside. We got a bunch of things to do this afternoon. Fortunately, 99% of them are going to be in the house. Well, we don't have any place else we got to go this afternoon. So anyway, just trying to make sure the car is working right, and then I've got the radio mounted in here, and I've got it all put up with Velcro. I mean, the unit in the back is mounted on the side wall with Velcro. The head up here in this compartment is mounted with Velcro. So, you know, it's easy to get all this thing done and work like that. Anyway, Tom, you and Bernice have a good afternoon, and we'll catch up to you later. N0TR W2T73s for now.
You have a good day. I just got heart rehab tomorrow in the afternoon, and that's all as far as I know, isn't it, Bernice?
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be the warmest day of the week, and it's supposed to be in the 70s and 50s all next week, and I'm ready for it. You guys have a good day. This is N0TR Clear.
Hey, Tom.
Good morning.
Morning. This is Rich, N4VDC.
Don't believe I talked to you before. We're just heading down to the daughters and son-in-laws and grandsons. It's oldest grandson's birthday and coming up. And he's home from college this weekend. And we're going to take him some of our chicken eggs that we raise and just visit for a short time. We're down here by the GSP airport right now.
Very good. In the past, I've heard you talk about visiting Marlon P. Jones in West Palm Beach. Did you live down there?
Visited him, but I bought a lot of stuff from him, and did you know they went out of business?
I didn't know that. Let's see, it's probably been a couple of months since I've ordered anything from them, so I haven't kept up. I used to go in there quite often. I used to live down in that area.
Stuff from their catalog and that, and there was this Radio Shack went out, and then I found them, and I referred them to a lot of ham radio operators up here. And they always had nice bargains and nice electronic stuff. And I really hated to hear that announcement. I think they're gone altogether now. They were selling out.
Too bad. They used to show up at the Stewart Ham Fest with a bunch of fun items. And that was always fun.
A wide variety, I'll say that. I still have several of their voltmeters, their little digital panel meters. I put them on all my power supplies and that so that I readily see the LED readout whenever I switch them on, just in case one of them goes haywire. I don't want to ruin any equipment.
Yeah, I think I have one of theirs up in my ham shack here, monitoring the battery. This whole ham station is solar powered, running off of batteries. I'm down in Townville.
Well, we've been here for 15 years, but I don't know where that's at. Richard, we moved here from Kansas, and you know us Kansans, we're a little slow.
How about Anderson?
Yes, sir. I know where that's at. You got to go down to the podiatrist there at the VA center about every 6 months. We are located between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson up here in Greer.
Good. We're on Lake Hartwell. And I'll look for you at the VA center. I've been going there a few times now, getting caught up on shots and physicals and stuff.
Sounds great. I don't hear any hum or background noise or anything. You're doing a fine job, Richard. Yeah, we go to Dr. Yusuf down there, and he's just absolutely wonderful. And Leroy, he goes down there too. You'll Leroy, and I met him one time, and I was in the Navy, and I was in the flight crew, and what service was you in?
In the Army in Vietnam.
No, I'm on the ground. I was at one of the better places to be until later. I was there in 68 in Cameron Bay.
Up in Wei with the 101st Airborne. Lots of helicopter time.
Yeah, I was really amazed. They'd come flying over the big ones, like my daughter's neighbor flew, that had the twin props on them, you know, on top of them, and they come flying over with a howitzer or an armored personnel vehicle. And the lift capacity on those things was tremendous, and I guess they could outrun any other helicopter in the service, and they were huge.
It's the Chinooks, and we get them flying over the house here. I guess they're coming out of Greenville, and I don't know what base they head to.
The nearest thing that I flew in an S-2 tracker off of the USS Bennington many, many years ago for a year and a half, and it was on a submarine, and then I transferred to duty with my brother in the Patriot Orions, and now the nearest thing to that, they retired them. They got the P-8 Poseidons, and they come down here and do touch and goes all the time. I see quite a few military aircraft, C-7s, C-130s, and then I've seen the Air Force. I think it's an Elant type plane. It's looks a lot like a KC-135 fueling plane, but it's not. I think it's an RC. But they practice down here a lot. Of course, we got an 11,000-foot runway.
Well, that's good to know. I can land my Learjet in there if I ever buy one.
I think at 10,000-foot that we can give them. And I think the one at Bagram in Afghanistan was that we give them, unfortunately, was 10,000 or 12,000 feet, I think. Those don't come cheap. And to give them away seem kind of silly, but I don't make the rules.
KB2A, check that.
Afternoon. Talking to another gentleman over near Anderson, and I'll let him tell you his call. It ends with Victor Delta Charlie, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get off the radio for some reason. Every now and then, my radio just shuts off. I probably have to clean some contacts. Very odd. First time I've seen it do that. Well, it's good talking to you, and we'll talk again later. Have a good day. N4VDC.
N4VDC. Nice talking to you, Richard. Go into your menu and look for timeout timer. And see if you got it enabled. That would shut your radio off. And go ahead, Dave.
Contact the loose connections. Do you have it running right to the battery?
Going direct to the battery. Doesn't cut out when I'm transmitting. It's just once in a while Tom was talking, it would just shut off, and I was able to just press the on button and be back up there. So, time to check connections.
Ah, okay. I know how handy you are, but maybe there's a connection inside the radio. Sometimes, you know, they have little connections that connect the two boards, like little fingers that touch. Maybe sometimes, maybe one of them is broken. I don't know. Could be 100 different things. Who knows? Anyway, hi, Tom. And I was going to comment on the whole landing of an aircraft stuff. Can I land my paper airplane there?
I think you better go up there where day watching goes. That's a beautiful place up there. I haven't. We will go up there once, but I get lost easily. It's not too far from our place, so it should be up by your place. And there's some beautiful horses here at the Mahaffey Plantation we're just pulling into. We are going to visit the daughter and, deliver her some eggs and take the grandson a birthday present. He's home from college this weekend.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, hello. Hello, everybody. Hey, go do what you gotta do, Tom. I'm just out and about working on a couple of service calls today. The rain kind of backed me up the other day, so I'm just trying to take care of whatever I can here.
Get your super heat right, because next week it's going to be nice and cool all week. Today's supposed to be the hottest day. Take care, Dave. This is N0TR, and we are pulling in the drive.
Tom, I will catch up with you later. KB2A checks us. 73.